One more test, test, 1, 2, 3. I received a Swiss Army knife, a hatchet, and a wrist rocket, like a high-powered slingshot, the kind you could kill a small woodland creature with. I want to become the type of man who would live and frame his life in a way that others may live. Welcome to the Form for Good podcast, a framework for men in search of meaning. So my wife and I were at the auto body shop as the guys were assessing one of our older vehicles to determine the remaining lifespan, and we're sitting in the waiting room watching the History Channel. And the show that was on was basic premise was to look at various catastrophes and disasters that had taken place in recent history that were linked to some type of engineering or mechanical failure. So they're highlighting an apartment fire or a bridge collapse. And one of the disasters that was being analyzed in this show was the explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger. And as many will remember, the shuttle burned up. It exploded just minutes into the flight, and it's still in the view of the camera. It hadn't climbed far enough yet where it had traveled out of view. So the world watched as this tragedy took place. And in the weeks and months that followed, as they began to analyze and try to trace the cause of this mechanical failure, they actually were able to zero in on two very small components. So you think of the scale and the epic nature of something like the launch of a space shuttle, and they trace the cause to this explosion to two components, two little O-ring seals about a quarter of an inch in size, these rubber seals that are intended to basically create an airtight seal in one of the joints where various gases needed to pass through. And my mechanical knowledge is basically limited to my experience with watching the History Channel. So I'm doing the best I can to explain this. But basically, one of the engineers got on and described it this way. If you think of a donut, it's freshly baked just out of the oven. It's soft and pliable. But if you put that donut in the refrigerator, it's going to become cracked and hard and rigid. And this is basically what happens to these seals in low temperatures. And so on this particular day of the launch, it was rather cold, and the seals basically failed, and they were not able to keep the pressurized gas in the chamber from leaking out. And as this gas leaked out, it led to basically a chain reaction of one thing to the next until one of the fuel tanks actually exploded, and you know, the rest is history. Now, obviously, this entire situation is a tragic part of our history, a tragic event. But one of the hardest parts about the story was the fact that it was determined that early on, prior to the launch of the shuttle, a lot of these concerns had actually been identified. There was members within the organization that had issued warnings, especially related to the low temperatures and the potential for this mechanical failure. And those warnings were ignored. And it just kind of compounds the tragedy of the whole situation. And after listening to this, I took some notes. It just felt like one of those stories that I wanted to hold on to that had some significance. And I find this a lot, that God speaks through story. And as we talk about often, we live in a story, and we communicate through story, and that's how God communicates to us as well. And so I'm always listening to see what is it that he's trying to say, and what can we learn from these stories that we encounter. And the more I thought about the story of the explosion of the Challenger, it just got me thinking that we tend to, and I tend to focus on the really big, high impact moments of life, whether good or bad. There's these memories and these moments that I can point to that seem so significant, and they are. Don't intend to minimize those, but the truth is, all of those moments, which are actually rather few and far between, are preceded by thousands and thousands of small decisions that we make every day. And it really caused me to realize that how I choose when no one is looking, when the decision that I'm making is not visible to anybody else, the small choices that I make, they compile into building this story that I'm living out and my part in the story. And I've come to believe it's actually these choices, these unseen choices, that are the most vital. And they are the thing that determine the outcome of the story and determine the type of life that we end up living and the impact that we can make. And so it matters what I do in these daily choices that just follow one after the other as I go through life. I was in a store the other day buying some bananas, and I was at the self-checkout, and there was an elderly employee sort of stationed over there, and she asked me if I was able to figure out how to ring up the bananas because it can be kind of confusing in their system. And then she was giving me some advice on how to prolong the shelf life of this produce. And so she suggested that I wrap the stems of the bananas in tin foil and they would last longer. And I had this choice in that moment to either sort of brush her off because I was in a hurry or to stop and listen and communicate gratitude for the fact that she was trying to offer what she could in that post that she had been given and in that small role in that job that she has in that grocery store and just honor and acknowledge the fact that she has something to offer. It matters how I treat my wife and how I treat my kids, how I respond to my six-year-old son when he decided to drink three cans of soda without asking and spill the third one all over the couch, right? These things matter. And the last thing I want to pull from this living metaphor that God revealed to me is the fact that it's really vital that we listen to and we heed the counsel of others. I'm not saying to listen to every critic or everyone that decides that they want to speak into your life, but there are people that are close, your family, your friends, your brothers, who have eyes on your story. And if you don't have those, it's actually vital that you build relationships with people that do know you and do know your story and are watching you not with a critical eye, but with concern because they love you. And they can see things. People who are looking into my story can see things I can't see. They can see my blind spots. They can see over my shoulder in the places that I don't notice and I'm not aware of. And I would be very, very wise to heed their warnings and to listen to their advice and their counsel. Now, thankfully, God can redeem anything. But man, there's a good amount of wisdom in making the decision to pay attention to these small choices, to aim to live with integrity when no one is looking, and to listen when I am missing something and there's pieces I can't see, when people who love me are speaking into me, to have the humility to receive what they're saying. I don't want to lose time because I don't have that much of it, and neither do you. And there's an opportunity here to live a really good story, a story that matters, a story that impacts and brings life to others. And I don't want to waste any of that time that I've been given.